Frank from the Denver Post. We get a chance to visit with him each and every Thursday. And he joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Troy, what is the significance of the Nuggets likely clinching the best record in the West last night?
Well, I mean, it wasn't something they were seeking. It felt like a couple of weeks ago. But when you look at how they're playing now with Murray healthy, Christian Braun kind of finding his stride after a little bit of an uneven season, the bench looking like, okay, we can kind of see how this is taking shape. What is the significance? They're great at home. I mean, would they finish 33-8 at home? They're tough to beat there. And so if you get into a situation where you have a misstep and, you know, you lose a couple on the road in the playoffs and it still has to go through Ball Arena, that's a great place to be. That place was electric last night. I mean, the Braun dunk, I mean, that whole sequence, I mean, people that were there telling me that it might have been the loudest that arena's been all year. So you're the defending champ, and now it goes to your place again at altitude where you play really well. I mean, I don't think it was necessary, but let's be honest, it gives you a little bit of a safety net that you feel like, okay, all things equal, it still goes through our house.
Have your fears about the lack of bench scoring and the lack of bench dissipated a little bit based on what you've seen the last few weeks from the bench and the way they played defense and what Christian Braun has done?
Defensively, it's encouraging, no doubt, with Braun and Watson. I do wonder. Now, again, they're going to shave minutes in playoff time. It basically becomes like a 7 quasi 8-man rotation. But when I watched him in person with 2-3 times and Murray was out, the second unit, Mark was like, where's the scoring coming from? Like, they just really struggled to score, not like who was going to get shots out. It was just like, who's going to score in this unit? And the way it functions is Murray kind of helps caffeinate that group. So I'm not concerned until I have to be. I mean, I do think we have to understand and not just dismiss out of hand how important Bruce Braun and Uncle Jeff were last year. And so who is that going to be? Can that be Christian Braun and Watson? Or, you know, there's going to be a point, too, in these playoffs. Reggie Jackson's got to shoot better. He's been dealing kind of with a slump, feels like, for months. But there's going to be games where they're going to need him to knock down a couple of big shots and not score 15, 18, but maybe 8, and where he nails 2 open shots. But I'm not concerned until I have to be. I'm encouraged by the last few, you know, personally the last few games. But we got to see it. I mean, we're talking about winning the championship in the West. They're not going to go 16-4 this year to win a title. The West is just way better. They're not, you know, they caught a break the way the schedule fell. It's not their fault when they play Miami at the end. They're going to have to be better, and you might have to go 16-8. So at some point, a couple of these bench guys are going to have to score in big moments.
Visiting with a Troy Rank on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, even though they were both trending as the favorites for the MVP, did Nathan MacKinnon and Nikola Jokic clinch the MVPs these last two respective nights on national television?
Yeah, I mean, Jokic, I think, had locked it up like a week ago. I mean, with all due respect to Doncic, with all due respect to anyone in the NBA, I mean, he's got better numbers than he's had. He's going to win. I have no concern. But I do believe with Nathan MacKinnon, with the Mac trick that, like, we talk about in football, like a Heisman moment, to have that kind of game on ESPN in a very tight race, Kucherov, like, it's still, I'm not saying it's a lock, but if you look at the betting odds right now, it does appear a lock that MacKinnon sealed it, that he had his Heisman moment, if you will. I mean, everything about his game, I mean, just his speed, they showed the graphic where he went from, 12 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour in, like, 70 feet of ice. He has had a season for the ages. The way he's carried them in 5-on-5, I mean, when you get into the weeds of the stats, it's just really hard to believe that he won't win. Jokic is a done deal for me. But I do believe, yes, these last two nights on national TV, I mean, we all know the TV issues here, you know, locally, but to have them on national TV where voters have a better chance to maybe, you know, turn onto the channel and to see the way those two played, 41 for Jokic, four goals for, I mean, MacKinnon could not have put a better finishing statement in. Jokic I was never worried about, but I think this is the first city with MVPs in basketball and hockey. If Zach Bye said it, like, when I was on yesterday, since Gretzky and Magic Johnson, is that right?
Yeah, in 89.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a big deal, folks. I mean, as much as we talk about whether Bo Nix and Michael Penix could go to the Broncos, you got two MVPs in the same city. We're looking straight ahead of that. I just say, as someone who grew up here, don't take that for granted. Never take that for granted. I mean, the Rockies have had, you know, the one MVP in Larry Walker, in terms of the greatest season I covered individually. These seasons, we just kind of, they don't come around this often, especially the same time, same place, same arena. It is fantastic.
Well, speaking of that, the Rockies, they set an attendance record the last 10 years, the worst attendance they've had in the last 10 years. Is that just coincidence? Is that just this time of the year? Or are the Rocky fans starting to try to send a message to the ownership?
Yeah, I mean, they always struggle in April with some attendance if it's not a premier opponent, like, you know, the Cardinals, Braves, Cubs. So there'll still be big crowds for the opposing team. I mean, that's kind of what this has come to last few years. But they are running into what we've talked about with the Broncos. With, you can be bad, you can be boring, but when you're bad and boring, they don't hit for power, guys. Like at home, even when they were bad in the 15 years I covered them consecutively on the B, they still win 40, 45 games at home because they hit home runs. They don't hit home runs. They strike out like a team that hits home runs, but they don't hit home runs. So that's the thing they're going to have. It's going to be interesting is the season drags on. We know they're not going to be very good, but are they going to be interesting? Like even a couple years ago, like Crone's hitting the ball out of the park. You got some intriguing things. I mean, Bryant's not hitting for power. Rogers doesn't hit for power. The only guy really hitting in the lineup at all right now is Tovar and McMahon. And that's, again, the way they've sold it and framed it for the better part of 25 years is we might not be great, but it's going to be exciting because we hit and we score runs. They don't do that. And that's the problem I think they're going to run into. It does bear watching, Mark. Those attendance figures bear watching. I think it is some of that. Some of it's April. Some of it was the Diamondbacks. They don't typically draw well. But some of it is what's the entertainment product if you don't go to watch the opposing team.
Good stuff. As always, Troy Rink with the Denver Post. Troy, thank you.
You got it. See ya.
Troy on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.